Blog Talk Radio.
Andy, are you there, my brother?
Yes, I am, man. Glad to be back on the show, man, talking with you. How's everybody out there?
Oh, man, we got the man on the line. Oh, this is beautiful, man. Hey, much love, man. And, yeah, you're getting a lot of love. Trust me. Your stuff has been posted all over the show page. I got to tell him, Greg is one of the associate producers here, and he's all over this. So a big fan of yours, and I'm quite sure you have a lot of fans around the world. And so, man,
he's my
man,
guy.
Thank
Greg's my guy, man.
All right, yeah, he's my guy too. So he's a good guy, and he's been very blessed to to know this brother who just really puts his heart into the music and stuff that we do. He loves R&B, loves pop music, but he loves good music. And so we're all fortunate that we all get together. And do life together. So anyway, man, I'm so excited again. Now, I know that you've been here before, and you've already shared your story many times with people. But before you do that, can you just tell us a little bit about the song that I just opened up the show with? Tell us about that song, Mr. We're going to call you the Love Doctor.
Well, you know, I'm a romantic. You know, I like love songs. I'm a balladeer. I love singing balladeers. And I was just, a friend of mine, Michael Ortega, and I collaborated on this. And then he sent me the music, and I was sitting in the studio, and the words just came to me. And I always thinking about. I might see a couple walking down the street and come up with a idea for a song or watching TV or whatever. And I just translate it into, my thoughts and I put it down and record it. And sometimes it come out good. Sometimes it don't. But, this one came out pretty good, I thought. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a love song, man. It's a love song. But, guy, sees a woman, let me love you. You see that one.
So Andy, for those that don't know who you are, I mean, how did you get going in the business? I mean, you even got Snoop Dogg singing on your stuff or rapping on your stuff. So how did where'd you come from, man? How did all this happen for you? How did this career come
into business? My story begins in Virginia. I was born and raised in Danville, Virginia. My dad went into the military and then went to Germany and lived in Germany for most of my adult life, from first, second grade in Worms, Germany. Came back to the States for third, fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade, until I was a junior. I was in Stuttgart, Germany. And so we came back, and dad got stationed on the West Coast in Fort Lewis, which is, south of Tacoma, Washington.
Right.
And so my thing was football. I had a great career in high school career, and I got a football scholarship to go down to Oregon. And so I was a sports guy. I was not into music, though. My dad and I would listen to music on the weekends, and I realized I had a voice when I was a junior in high school. And so I used to just get with the records and make up words and try to sing all the songs the way I would sing them, which created the style I got now. And so went to Oregon on football scholarship, got out of college. My goal was to be a pro football player, buy my mom a new big house overlooking the water. But that didn't happen. And so music was kind of just happened.
Right.
I started hanging around people who was in bands and used to go to this one club and started ad-libbing the songs. The owner asked me to do it. On the weekend, he paid me some money, so the first time I sang in front of people was standing on a chair in the DJ booth, making up words to ring my bell, and people went crazy, and from there, the rest is history. So,
wow.
How I got started. I got blessed.
And so did all this happen in Northern California for you?
No, it all happened in Portland, Oregon.
Portland. Oh, okay,
my career started in Portland, Oregon. Yeah, that's where my career was. So it was.
And so eventually you came a little south. And so tell me, how did you hook up with Snoop?
Snoop was, We met when I embarked on the Best Day Ever album. The guy I was working with, Wyatt B. Barkley, had a connection with Lance Pierre, who used to be the engineer for the music sometime over at Death Row, right? And mm-hmm. so he, you know, and he introduced me to the DJ Battlecat. And so I collaborated the song with DJ Battlecat, We on the Floor. And then he pulled Snoop Dogg in. And that's how I met Snoop. And he blessed us by putting his voice on my song. And it ended up being in the top 15 on Billboard. So.
Yes, sir. And you know, Battlecat.
Yeah, and,
go ahead.
No. His, matter of fact, what I was going to say was Snoop Dogg's uncle was the bass player in my band in Portland.
But, really?
You know, he had no influence on me meeting Snoop, but it's just something I thought I'd throw in.
So. Yeah, yeah, it just so happens, right? Hey, Battlecat, bad boy. He actually is the one that redid my song "Keep on Loving Me" for the Whispers on Snoop. They just released that on Valentine's Day. And so on
nice.
Snoop's new album. Yeah. And so I said, this guy is really good. I mean, he really broke it down and picked out, you know, the elements that really made the song. He did a great job. And so so we have that in common. Hey, we work with the same guys.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, man, so I know that you have been busy. I know, like, you know, and when did you decide to go in the studio and start working on your new project?
Well, it was.
Did COVID have anything to do with it?
COVID had a lot to do with a lot of people slowing down and getting in the studio. You know,
I know.
You know, we had nothing else. We had nothing else to do, my brother.
Right.
Well, in the 90s, I was down in L.A. You know, and and I met Kashif. You know, through a friend. Met Kashif, and he played the song "I Don't Give a Damn" for me. And his tempo was more upbeat tempo. And once I heard the words and the content of the song, I said, this is a ballad. I mean, you guys seen this as a ballad, me being a balladeer, because the words, you know, I mean, it's about a guy who messed up and, you know, he knows he messed up. He's trying to get his woman back, you know, and also, you know, telling guys that, hey, you know, if you make a mistake, you got to own up to it, you know? You might not get your woman back, but man up and be a man about what you, you know, what you did wrong and know what's important in a relationship.
We just have a couple second delay here. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. So he said, you know, I said, I hear this ballad and this and that. And he said, take it back to Portland and do it your way and let me know what it, what the people, how the people react. And man, they went crazy over it, man. And I was at this venue.
Did Kashif get a chance to hear that?
No, he died. He died before.
Wow.
He heard it. Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. You know, I have a question. And the question is, you know, they just want to know, ask Andy what he thinks Kashif might think about it, you know, the song since he wrote it. What do you think he means?
Well, I know he would have liked it because I recorded it close to how from his mentorship of me, how to record in the studio vocal-wise, I think he would have liked it. And he liked my voice anyway. And so I did sing a little bit in the studio how I would do it. And he went, oh, that could be something. I said, yeah, man, it as a ballad, it could be good. But yeah, I think he would like it. You know, I'm very proud of it. And, you know, and I'm very proud to have met the man. And I think he would have loved the song. You know,
that was,
and,
what year was that?
1996.
Wow.
Yeah. That's something.
Yeah, that's something,
and
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
you
so,
know.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Andy.
No. I just sat on it for a while. And then after Best Day Ever, the radio guy said, you need a ballot. And I said, I got one. And so then COVID hit. I was going to release it in 2020. But then COVID hit. I waited.
Okay.
I waited.
Yeah.
For now.
Now, who said you need a ballot?
My radio team.
Oh, okay. Look at you. You got a radio team. You got it going on,
man,
dude.
I got a great team around me, man. I really, really do. I got a great team around me, man.
Wow.
You know, being an independent artist, making all this noise.
I know. Yes, you are blessed. You are blessed, man. And this is another question from the listeners. Did the guy in the song, I Don't Give a Damn, deserve to get the walking papers, or did he deserve a second chance? I don't know anything about that, so kind of fill me in.
Well, you know, everybody deserves a second chance, but the ultimate decision is the female, because, you know, he didn't do it right, you know, and it's up to the woman that to make that decision.
You know, this
because
is the lyrics.
He screwed up.
He's talking about the lyrics. I was like,
the lyrics goes, have you ever met someone who's just so fine about this? I can't remember. lose your mind.
You have
to ad-lib. Had a good woman home, took a chance with a roll of the dice. Took a chance with a roll of the dice. Now I'm living there all alone. Oh, what a sacrifice. I got caught creeping. I should have been sleeping. Calling on some favors. Now I got my walking paper. So you begging, but she said, hell no, get out.
Well, see, you know, that's what happens when you roll the dice.
Right?
When you roll the dice. You go,
exactly.
You're either going to step left or you're going to step right. Okay?
And you don't know which one's going to happen.
Man, you're going to let little man, that, you know, you don't let little man be control of the big man. You know?
That's right. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. You know? And you know, really a lot of times we know we shouldn't, right? You know, our instincts will tell us, nope, that's not the right thing to do. But then we talk ourselves into it, right? We talk ourselves into
it.
Yeah, and it's not just relationships, right? It's with drugs and with alcohol. Just one more time, just one more. You know, we talk ourselves into trouble all the time, and then we start whining.
It's all about the decision, bro.
Right, and one of the worst things is to be angry with yourself. Like I did this to myself. Like that's. It's like if somebody else did it, it's like, oh, you punk. But if you do it to you, what are you going to do? You did it to yourself.
You've got to sit there and take it, you know?
That's right.
You sit there and wallow in your own sorrow because, you know, you done messed up. You know, now you done realized you've got a good woman at the house and you done stepped left and now, you know, you out the door.
Out the door, man. You know, but this is the thing. You can now give yourself a second chance, and maybe the next time you'll listen to your instincts. You know, don't be so bad. Don't beat yourself up so much that you can't get back up again. You got to keep moving. You just lost a good thing. But you know what? If you're a good brother, maybe something good will come to you. Or you're a good woman, you can get a good man. But you got to be patient. And you got to give yourself a second chance. You have to be optimistic. You got to believe that it's going to be okay. You don't need to roll around the mud too long. And
no.
There was an old
song. You
got to
get out sometime.
You got to get up and get going again. You know, nobody wants a woman does not want a man that's whining all the time. It's like,
no. Ain't nobody a woman don't want no. A woman don't want no punk, man.
Right. Just man up.
Let's
you
be real with it, man.
Man up and move on.
Okay.
There you go.
So I mean, anyway, at least, you know, if you know, you man up, you might not get your woman back, but if you can man up and be a man about your mistakes, whatever, it's you know, she might respect you, but she might not trust you. But at least that respect will be there. And then, you know, maybe you can still be friends after all that later on. So,
yes.
So who knows? So,
I'm just going to, before we get to, I'm going to get to your new song, but I have more questions coming in. Do you know how you, do you know how your identity was stolen? And did that impact, did that impact you? Wow. See, I don't know this stuff. So the listeners know more than me.
Heavily. I was with a certain bank, which I'm not going to say on live.
Right.
It was a person inside the bank that stole a bunch of identities. And at that time, there wasn't any LifeLock to protect you. And I had just got back from Vegas and playing at the Venetian, and everything was going good. I was in the process of buying a house and all that. Everything ducks in a row. The lady at the bank was helping me out, being a first time buyer, and she gave me a call at 8 o'clock. I got home Sunday, Monday morning, got a call from her, come down to the bank, and they told me, and I dropped to my knees in the bank because I had worked so hard to get to that point. And then everything just freaking snowballed, man. And the complex I was living in, bless their hearts, I was in a two-bedroom apartment, and I just had to go tell them what was happening. And they said, well, we got you, you know, you've always been on time and this and that. So she said, you know, when you can't afford the two-bedroom, go down to, we'll put you in the one-bedroom. When you can't afford the one-bedroom, we'll put you in the studio. And then I couldn't afford that. Then I had to move back home.
Right,
you know,
right.
At 50-some years old. And, but, you know, the blessed part is I had great friends, so I never had to sleep in my car, never had to sleep on the street. It got that bad. And my coping skills was not very good back then. And, you know, because you're going, you know, why me? You know, why, you know, you work so hard to get something and then somebody take it away, you know, from you. And
it's
like,
it's a violation.
It's the worst feeling in the world. And you're sitting there, sitting there at night and you can't go to sleep. Wondering what you're going to do. And so food was my comfort. I mean, so I would eat myself into a coma just so my brain is shut up so I can go to sleep. And, what saved me was music. I had three clubs that booked me every month. And so thank God I could have money in my pocket. I had one club that I played every Sunday night. And then another club I had the last Saturday of every month. And then the second Saturday of every month. So I always had money in my pocket. So I was never broke, but I just didn't, you know, my credit score was so bad that I couldn't even get an apartment or a studio. You know, I couldn't even rent a room from somebody in the house.
Yeah, well, that's just so sad. How long did it take you to recover?
7 years.
Wow. See, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous, man. That, I'm so sorry
because
you had to do that.
Yeah.
You know, with that being said, man, just last night, my wife was having a problem. She was like, can you please update the McAfee for me? Because I don't know how to do it. And I was like, okay, sure. So I sat down on her computer. I updated the McAfee, right? You know, that's the protection on the computer.
Right.
Right? And so I did that and everything. And then while I was, you know, as soon as I got finished, she was in the other room. And she says, I just got a text from McAfee. Says someone stole my identity. No, not stole my identity.
Is that quick?
Stole information out of the computer. So they, you know, they said your privacy has been breached. And so I said, what?
Yep.
So that's how it happens, right? I mean, what is the first thing you tell somebody since you've been there? What do you do first, outside of, you know, making sure you have a place to sleep? But in terms of getting the paperwork back on track, how do you got to go about it? Where do you go? Do you go to the bank? I don't know what you do.
Well, what you just you know, I at that time I was just I was popular enough around town where I was working all the time, music wise. I was blessed, man. My job was music. I made enough money to pay my rent and all my bills. I had had the car payment, car insurance. I was doing, you know, life was good. You know, had a bunch of money saved out. But what you have to do is you got to fight, man. You got to get the job and keep grinding.
Well, not that part, but I'm just saying as far as getting the paperwork part right. Like, what do you have to go to the police first and file a report?
Oh! They sent you. What they do is with Bank of America. Shouldn't say it anyway. They send you to the fraud department because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to show bad name on them. So they send you to the fraud department, and that's who you talk to, and they just send you to run around. And so I waited 2 weeks and then went back over. I said, well, I'm going to go over to the bank because nothing's getting done. And, you know, I got all these, you know, bills and credit cards backing up on me. So I went over there and the bank was gone.
Whoa.
It was no longer there. And I didn't know where they went. I tried to call the lady. The bank moved because the bank was like 2 minutes from my house, because I used to go to the grocery shopping at Albertsons, and the bank was right next door, and they were gone, and I didn't know what. I tried to call the lady who was helping me, crickets, didn't hear nothing, and I just lost. I went, oh man, I'm done. Oh my God, that was the worst day ever, man. That was the worst day because I didn't know what to do, You know, I was emotional, man. I was so mad. I was, became an angry person. And
you could have destroyed your life right there. You could have destroyed your life. Okay. You know, when people get that angry, they just snap and just do anything. You know, I mean,
bro.
Yeah. I mean, so thank God you had enough, you know, breaks to stop you from going to the next level, because that's just 7 years. Man, remember Jesus said 7 times 7. That's how many times you got to forgive him. 7 years.
Yeah, it was a long road, and I don't dwell on it too much anymore. I came out of it, and I had great friends.
Amen.
Great friends.
All right, so why don't you tell us a little bit about your role as a mentor?
Well, ever since I've been in the game and been through the ups and downs of this industry, and I had vowed to myself, if I ever get into a position and I have young adults who want to come into this business, I would, want to mentor them and give them advice so they don't have to go through what, you know, a lot of artists go through as the negative part of the business, you know. And
right.
So I tell them, my advice is, learn the business before you get into it. Learn the business from every facet, from mechanical license to copyright to everything. Learn about the business so when you do go and negotiate with somebody about something, you'll know what they're saying. You can understand terminology. You can know if they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. You know, learn the business. Because I got in there, and it was just a hobby to me. I never thought I was going to be, singing and doing all this stuff, but, it was a fantasy, man. I was a sports guy. And so when I did get into it, I never bothered to learn the business or whatever. I just rolled with the punches, I was just a guy who could sing and blessed to get in the band with, Bruce Carter and Nate Phillips and of the X Group Pleasure and get signed with a record label. I didn't know nothing. All I know could sing. But I wish I had took the time and learn, and I started learning when Kashif gave me his book, All You Better Know About the Music Industry. And that, so once I read that book, I had vowed to myself that I was going to try to help youngsters. And my first words out of my mouth is, learn the business.
Amen.
Your talent to speak for itself, learn the business.
Way to go, brother. Thank you. Thank you for that, man. That's beautiful, and I appreciate that. You know, that's how you turn a bad situation into a blessed situation, where you're taking care of people when you should be angry and you love it on people, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. And we appreciate that. Because a lot of people don't want to take the responsibility of being a mentor. They, you know, when you're out there like that and people are watching you and stuff, you automatically that, and it's what you do with it. It's what you do with it. You know, rather you want to be a blessing to others or you want to, you know, be whatever else. People are watching you and kids are learning from you. And so however you, yeah. And so it's up to you. You know what I'm saying? So I love what you did there. I love what you just said as well, and really appreciate it.
I want to get into
your new single, man. Talk about that. What did you tell me about the charts now? What's going on with you?
Well, it just debuted at let's see. I'm so excited. Something I can't even talk sometimes. Billboard Adult R&B. It debuted at number 30, and now it jumped up two spaces to 28. And hold on a second, brother. I still have my notes there, but my notes ain't right.
Okay,
I jumped up from the official U.S. indie R&B charts. I jumped from 18. I jumped four stages from 18 to 14, and and the influencer charts. I just jumped up to number 11. So the R&B, so it's doing really
well.
And doing really well on all the charts so far, and I'm just blessed, man. I'm blessed. I don't know what else to say.
I want to let the music do the talking right now. I'm going to take a small music break, and I want us to take a listen to this, and I don't give a damn. Damn, that was, now listen to the words, guys, because that's what we were talking about earlier, right? Listen to the words. Oh, man, our brother Andy Stokes here on Solar Records Radio. Check it out. I don't give a damn.
Have you ever met someone just so fine, about to make you lose your mind and all self-control? You see, I had a good woman at home. I took a chance with the roll of the dice. Now I'm living here all alone. Oh, what a sacrifice. I got caught creeping when I should have been sleeping. Now I got my walking papers. Why did I go slip inside now? My relationship was compromised, and you know the grass ain't greener on the other side. I don't give a damn on what they say. Now, son, don't you ever go and hurt no one. If you got a good woman at home, you better keep it right. You see, my mama can't help me now. I've got to show you the only one. I got to open my eyes to make a love survive. Yeah, I got caught straying. Girl, I shouldn't have been playing.
Yeah. Man, I love it. Love it, love it, love it, dude. I don't give a damn. Way to go, man.
Don't give a damn, but I gotta get back with you, girl.
Yeah, that's great, man. So did you write that song? You wrote that with Kashif?
Kashif wrote that. Mm-hmm.
He wrote okay. Rest in peace. I worked with him, he took some of my drums off of "And a Beat Goes On" and put it on quite a few songs, and then he just gave me a check one day out of the blue. That's the kind of guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
I didn't even know he did it. I never would have even thought, you know, that my drums on "Love Come Down" from Evelyn Champagne King. I'm like, really? Yeah. And he didn't just give me like, you know, $400 or $500. He gave me $5,000 check.
That's the dude, man.
Yeah, I almost fell over. I ran straight to the bank, dude. I went to the bank and it was a sad occasion that I was out there because I went to my dad's funeral. But he just really blessed me in that, and I think that was his way of saying he's sorry for my loss. And so, he was really a nice guy. But anyway, man, the song is just great, and we love you. We love what you're doing and stuff. So I do have a couple more questions from this one's overseas. It says, now that you have your own studio, does it mean that you have more control over the final cut of the songs? Are you
yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I have total control of everything. Being an independent artist and if you're blessed to have a team around you, you know, ultimately, you know, I had the final decision because it's going through my record company, New Five mm-hmm. Records. And so I have the final say about what's going on. But also I listen to my producers first. And if they, you know, if there's something that they think that they don't like, you know, they'll let me know about it and then we'll listen to it. And, you know, if it doesn't bother me that much, I'll keep it in. But if they're really animate about it and, you know, if it's going to make or break the song, just a little thing, then we'll take it out. But yeah, I have final say.
Okay. Awesome. So
thank you for the question.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Thanks, guys. Man, I tell you, dude, your music is awesome, and we will keep your legacy alive here at Solar Records Radio. And we appreciate you coming on and just blessing us, and you know, just sharing your information with us. If people, like, say for instance, the ones that are listening and the ones that will listen later, as you know, they go into the archives and listen to the interviews, and they fall in love with your music as we have over here, Solar. That's why we keep you coming back. How can they find you? How can they support you? You know, you have a website or anything that they can go to?
Yes. Yes, I do. My website is andystokesmusic.com. And on Twitter and Instagram, my handle is @andystokesmusic. I have an artist page on Facebook, and it's www.facebook.com/// and Andy Get Stoked. And then, of course, my personal page. So you can find go follow me and friend me on Facebook. Go subscribe to my website, my YouTube channel. Go check out the video and subscribe, hit the bell. You can find out what's going on with me. And, you know, enjoy the music because that's why I do it. I do it for you guys, you know.
Yeah.
I'm an entertainer, and I love, you know, the smile on your face and the tapping of the feet, the bobbing of the head, and that lets me know I'm doing my job right. So,
amen. So are you planning any tours or anything? Has anything
come
up yet?
I have some shows. I'm going down to, I actually got shows in Tacoma, Washington next week, and I have shows. And after that, I go to San Diego, La Jolla.
That's my spot.
Go to La Jolla. Yeah. Oh. And then from there, I come back up to Portland for the big Waterfront Blues Festival, 37,000 people. And yes. then I come back to Portland for the Good in the Hood Festival, headlining on that in June 26th. I was in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and then I head up to Canada for the Bow Island Festival in June 18th. Yeah, so
look at you. You're a busy man.
Hey,
we
have
to put a GPS on
you.
We gotta
put
a GPS on you, man. What the heck? And so, are you doing track dates, live dates?
I've band. Got band. Most of them are band dates. Well, all of them, except for one, is a track.
What's the
one in Canada?
What's the difference for you? Do you enjoy the camaraderie of having a band up there with you?
Oh man, I love having a band.
Yes, I love
having the band. You know, you see me with the band. It's over the top.
Right.
It's over the top. The band. It's over the. You know, I grew up with bands. You know, it took me a minute to get singing the tracks. You know, when I had to go do the radio tour, you know, singing the tracks was like really hard for me in the beginning. But so I went back to my producer. He said, "Well, I tell you what, let us punch it. Let's build up the tracks." So when it hit, I said, you got to have the tracks full enough so I can feel that bass in my back, or I can feel it in my face, so it make me feel like my band's behind me.
So
they hooked me up. I got an intro and everything else. And it's all, it's, you know, so I've gotten better at it now. So I've done pretty good with it now. So, but I love the band, man. I gotta have a band. My band is awesome, man.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. So, man, once again, I really appreciate you coming on. This has been a blessing for us. Just a couple more questions and I'll let you go, if that's okay with you.
No problem.
Okay. Are you getting any closer to working on – now, these are questions that are being sent in with Charlie Wilson. And will you ever do any more live stream concerts?
We were just talking about live stream concerts a couple of days ago. Probably going to try to do a few of those. The main thing for us right now is to get me out on the road and, you know, in the United States and across the water, you know, and trying to, you know, get my name out there, you know, then, so they can see me in person, you know, instead of live stream. I mean, live stream is cool, but. You know, I want to be in person so I can see the people and feel them, you know, and they can feel what I'm doing, feel the band, feel the power coming behind me. And, we talked about that yesterday, you know, we're going to be doing that again at some point. So.
Okay, cool. Charlie Wilson, are you and Charlie working on some things? I have the bass player coming on.
I don't know if I told you the story about Charlie Wilson and I, right?
No, I don't know
if I told you that.
No, you haven't told me.
Charlie Wilson is my mentor. He's another mentor besides Kashif. And the reason I say that is because when I was with the band Kular, we went to Japan to do a show. And in Japan, when you have American bands over there, they all come to see each other. And we were downtown Tokyo playing and it was a packed house and at Pickford Live Hall. And I look out of the curtains and there was Charlie Wilson on the left. He was over there with the Eurythmics. Phyllis Hyman was in there. Troop was in there. Symex Social Club was in there. George Clinton Funkadelic was in there. And the Barcades was over there. So I'm freaking because this is my first big time concert.
Right.
After being with Kular. And so as I was singing, Charlie was throwing napkins. And then at the end of the set, he ran on stage and hugged me. He hugged me tight and said, "I don't know what you're doing, but you need to go home and figure out your style because what's coming out of that throat is something special. I don't know how long it's going to take you to get there, but you need to go home and do this." And I just looked at him. And then he hugged me and said, "Hear my words," and then he left. And I vowed to myself, once Best Day Ever hit Billboard, I had vowed to myself, if I ever see him, I just want to thank him for his words. And I missed him at the 219 Grammys. I just barely missed him, you know. And so my I'm yet to, you know, see him in person. Now I'm in a position with the team around me that I can get to him, you know, now. So I just want to, my first thing is to go up to him and say, hey, I'm that guy that was in Japan in 1991 that you told to go do your thing. I said, I'm here. How you doing? Thank you. That's what I want to say.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to ask him, can I collaborate with him? So that's my
there
goal, man. So everybody, put that in existence, y'all. Put it out there, you know. Go on his page and tell him that Andy Stokes wants to thank you. You need to get a hold of him.
Absolutely,
know, so.
Absolutely. And I'll hook you up with Eric, because Eric is with him all the time.
Yes.
So I'll hook you up with Eric. And y'all,
you need to hook me up with Eric. I mean,
Eric is with I can't even think right now. I just had it. But anyway, I'll hook you up. Confunction. Eric was with Confunction. He was the bass player with Confunction for 25, 30 years. He decided say it again. You just got cut off.
I said, you don't know how much that would mean to me if anybody can connect me with Charlie so I can say the words that I've been wanting to say to him since 1991. So.
Wow, 91. Whoa.
Yeah. 91, he was old every time.
Was that boy? Anyway, man, well, God is good, and I want to say, wait a minute. Let me let Don, I think Don Fleming, my co-host. Don, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
All right.
Hey,
all right.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you been, man? Got a chance to hear the interview, man. I'm loving the vibe, man, and hey, I love what you're doing, man. Big fan.
He's flying up the billboard charts,
man.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
Being blessed so far. Being blessed.
Oh, that's what I wanted to tell Andy. Andy, when the ASCAP check comes, I'm coming to hang out with you.
Man, come on, man. I got you.
Hey, come
I got you. I got two rooms at the house. Y'all better come on.
Come on.
I got you. Come on, man, and hang out with the brother, man. I just want to say that I thoroughly appreciate the support that you give me and your radio stations give me, man. It, you know, it means so, so much to me. And to all the fans out there who's tuning in, whatever, you know, I love you. And, you know, I'm not here, you know, you don't do this by yourself. You know, it takes, you know, everybody, including the fans out there that I, you know, just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And keep on following me and, you know, and keep on supporting.
Absolutely, man. We like I said, we will keep your legacy alive here, and we love you and appreciate you. And so anytime you want to come on and share something with us, if something special is about to happen, or even like you're about to do a live stream or something, come and let us know so you can share it with the world, because the world is listening. And so we want them to know that you're getting ready to do a live stream, and as many people as possible, we want them to get on there and hang out with you. So please take advantage of it.
Okay, I will do that. I will. But soon as it comes up with the live stream, you'll be first to know, and then we just go from there.
Okay, my brother. Well, anyway, so we're going to close you out with Snoop, with you and Snoop hanging out here on Solar Records Radio.
All right.
And with much love, man, and thank you again for being a part of Solar Records Radio. And Greg said, please come to the UK.
Oh, Greg, man, I'm trying to get over there. I need help. I'm trying to get
over
there. You know,
you gotta get hooked up with the promoters over there, right?
Somebody need to help a brother. I've been trying to get over there since 2017.
Can somebody help a brother? Yeah, all right.
So anyway. Thank you having me. Love you guys. Y'all have a great day. To all the people on the out there, love you. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
All right, man. God bless. Take care. All right, guys.
Take care.
We'll be right back right after this. Here is Andy Stokes.
Drinks, time to get it on. Everybody on the floor tonight, gonna make make it right. Hey, hey. And if you like this thing that I'm doing, come on, get loose and get grooving. Everybody, let's go tonight, let it go tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we on the floor.
Let's turn it on. Everybody, come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor.
Let's turn it up. Everybody, throw your hands up. And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
Back to the movement, cause moving back to the music is groovy, groovy, it's Shaggy and Scooby watching a doobie movie. I'm pleased to be pleasured, extreme with the measures as I scheme with the brothers. I'm plotting and planning, hip-hopping and jamming. If this is the opera, then Battle Cat, you're the phantom. Yep, I'm on sight on page and you can catch me crip walking like right on stage.
Oh, here we go tonight. Everybody gonna flow tonight, gonna make it right.
Hey, hey.
And if you like this thing that I'm doing, come on, get loose and get moving. Everybody, let's go tonight, let it go tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we on the floor.
Let's turn it on. Everybody, come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving, and oh, we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor. Moving.
Let's turn it up.
Yeah.
Everybody come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor.
Let's turn it up.
Everybody turn your hands up.
Oh. And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
Lord have mercy. Man, oh man, I love that girl singing that song, man. And I want to say thank you so much to our brother just coming on, and Andy Stokes, thank you again, man. We appreciate you and love spending time with you, man. What a great voice. Man, what a great voice that brother has. Good gracious.
It's Snoop Dogg. It's Snoop Dogg on that track.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's doing things, man. He's making moves, and we have been blessed because of it, man. So I'm just grateful. I got, you know, a great interview now. I got Don Fleming. I got Greg. I got Astrid. I got, man, I got it going on. And so it's all good. I'm feeling good. I just need a little food right now. I love good music, good food, and good company. I have no food, though. No food right now. But it's all good. Maybe I don't need it. I am drinking iced coffee, and I'm feeling good. So how is your day going so far, my brother?
Well, it's going. My car won't start, so I'm a little trapped right now. But I'm here hanging out with you, doing a little work at home. But I am good, man. I'm just kind of enjoying. Hopefully, when I go back out there, the car will start. But right now, I'm just having a little car trouble. But just put a little monkey wrench on, you know, my tasks for today. But, yeah, you know, it's not going to stop me. I'm still here working and doing what I need to do. And I'm here hanging out with you, so it's a good thing.
It's all good. It's all good. By the way, that the Perfectly Chic is Alpha Anderson. She was the lead singer in Chic. And so that was a song that, you know, she put together just to say thank you to Chic.
Nice.
Like, you know, we were Perfectly Chic, and they were. They were really hot. When they came out, it was on. Was Le Chic their first single? I'm not sure. But Le Chic was the first big single. I know that thing was humongous.
Mm-hmm.
I remember us, you know, when I say us, I'm talking about young men and young ladies. We were just jamming to that stuff. But see, the thing about Chic, when they came out, Chic had kind of took us right out of the disco era in such a smooth way. The transition was smooth because the Chic was kind of like, it was kind of disco, but it had an R&B feel, and so it had that drive as a disco groove, but it had more R&B influencement. And that was Nile Rodgers with on that guitar, you know. And then you had Bernard Edwards on the bass, you know. And then Tony, my brother Tony, who I was so in love with, and he, you know, so the bass player and the drummer both passed away, you know, and it's just so sad because they were so young, you know, they had to be in their late 40s, early 50s, you know, and they were amazing. And Tony and I used to always, you know, go back and forth with, you know, records and stuff. I play something different on the record that you didn't hear before, and then he would do the same thing. And but when they came out with I'm Coming Out for Diana Ross, I was so impressed and blown away. I was like, oh my God, Tony, the way he started that song out, I didn't hear drummers doing that. And that he really, and so I called myself on It's a Love Thing, trying to do a different intro as well, something completely different, right? And so we were having a good time, man, and we were really fortunate that, you know, the songs that we were playing on were hits, you know, because we didn't write them. We just was fortunate to be working, and we were a sound inside the sound that helped to create the sound of his group, obviously being Chic, and the sound that Chic took to Diana Ross and the Sister Sledge and so many other groups that Nile Rodgers produced. That sound was the sound of those guys. And obviously, you know what we did over here. So it was all good. But anyway, this is Indie Jazz Day, or Jazz Indie, whatever you want to call it. And we want to get back to some of the music.
Jazz Indie. I like the way you said that.
Yeah. And you
he's
know,
like, he's like, yeah. A little exaggerated. You kind of sound like that.
The little Bill Cosby in me, right? That's what you just sound like. You were talking about jello.
That has nothing. No.
That's what it sounds like, Bill Cosby, the jello.
That's what you said. You was like, jazz.
It's all good. Well, you know, Astrid introduced me to Victor Wooten. And Victor Wooten is going to be coming on the show in a couple of weeks. And that's going to be a great interview, a great jazz bass player. And by the way, we want to say happy birthday to another great jazz bass player. What's his name? Ron. Come on, man. You got it? Are you there?
Ron. You're talking to me. I thought you was talking to the people out there.
Yeah. Oh, no, you. You know what I'm talking about? Ron Carter. Ron Carter. Yes. An amazing bassist. Yes.
Put me on the spot like that. Jazz in day.
Jazz in day. Yeah. And so.
You know what?
What's that?
You know what? It's a good day today. And I'm hanging out with you. And, you know, Indie Jazz Day every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I feel good, man. I want to do a block.
Okay, but right before you do that, you got it. I just want to say happy birthday. Also to Nicholas Ashford from Ashford & Simpson. He's in heaven. But it's his birthday, so many blessings. And thanks, Astrid, for posting that in our group. You know, what a songwriter and an artist. And he is missed, that's for sure. But anyway.
Man, I know. And as a matter of fact, you know, it's funny. And moment of levity, I'm going to say what's funny, but, you know, of course, rest in peace to Nick Astrid. I watched New Jack City last night, and Nick Ashford was in the movie. He was the preacher. You know, he was the preacher that was over the wedding that Nino ended up getting. The mob came and shot up the wedding, but Nick Ashford was the preacher in that movie. And again, shout out to Nick Ashford. And rest in peace to that brother, man. I just wanted to add that, man.
But do you know what happened last night?
Do we have time to talk about it?
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Someone got, you know, what we call in our neck of the woods, somebody got mollywopped trying to rush the stage at the Hollywood Bowl, Dave Chappelle's stand-up. And he messed around and found out. Of course, you guys exchanged the word messed up. You know what I'm talking about. But no, somebody rushed the stage and tried to tackle Dave Chappelle.
With a knife and a gun.
Really? I didn't know that part.
He had a knife and a gun. And he rushed.
And apparently they whooped his hind parts and broke some bones, dislocated his shoulder. I'm not going to make jokes of a person's ailments, but, you know, in the circumstances of what happened, it's kind of funny. You kind of brought it on yourself. Someone had compared the picture of him on the gurney with his arm all jacked up. Someone did a split screen. If you guys remember, you guys fans of the Ghetto Boys, the We Can't Be Stopped album, there's a picture of Bushwick Bill, you know, with his eye, you know, because at the time he got shot in the eye, but there's a picture. Look at his picture, then look at the Ghetto Boys Bushwick Bill picture. They're a spitting image. And that's why, you know, you got to get a little chuckle out of it. But but no, seriously, Dave Chappelle is good. Chris Rock came on stage and was like, was that Will Smith? You know, and of course, he's making light of the situation that happened to him a month ago. So hopefully, again, people now, it seems like it's a trend to try to rush the stage on comedians now. And some comedians aren't going for that. And as
well,
a matter of fact,
I don't think any comedian would be going for that. You know, I don't think no matter what you're doing, that is just ridiculous for anyone to do that. But there are copycatters. So when you do this is now we got this thing going. People are copycatting and doing, you know, stuff that, you know, we kind of worried about it happening before and it never happened. And then all of a sudden, you know, when Will snapped and it happened, now people are just doing it. It's just silly. And now you have the comedians, you know, feeling a little intimidated, and it really kind of messes with their act. I mean, as they're trying to perform, they have to think about, you know. But you know, at the same time, you know, I think that some comedians were crossing the line a little too much. And so now it's led up to this kind of craziness. And so I just pray that we all get it together, we all get along, and, you know, because nobody's perfect. And so now there's been a line that's been drawn. And so hopefully we could we'll be able to respect each other a little bit more and just have fun, because there's so many comedians that can make you laugh and not even say a cuss word, you know. So there's a way to do your job without insulting
Sinbad
and hurting. Yeah, Sinbad was awesome at that. You know, and so
as a matter of fact, it's funny you bring that up. I had, I want to say it was the Brain Damage show. I could be wrong. It was in 1990. I was watching a clip of his show, and I'm silly for saying this, but I forgot how funny Sinbad was. It was it was amazing, and it resonates today, as far as like the teenager and the growing, you know, the growing pains and things like that. You know, you have a clothes, you know, men have a certain, you know, have a certain way of having their dirty clothes. You know, this pile dirty, this pile funky. You know, the pile that's dirty I can wear again. But the funky, that's on a different note. That needs to go in the washer. So, you know, it's stuff like that that still resonates. Again, he never cursed, and the shows that I've seen. So, man, setting a bad precedent.
Same thing with Bill Cosby.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We're setting a bad precedent when it comes to. No, I'm sorry, but I was just saying we're setting a bad precedent when we you know, when people are, you know, you're videotaping this now, and everyone wants to go viral. It's this mentality that everything has to go viral. You know, I'm surprised there were cameras there, camera phones there, because, you know, usually on a Dave Chappelle show, they confiscate your camera or your phone. Your phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, but a few got through. Yeah.
Yeah,
you got
through
as usual. Yeah, so, but man, go ahead on and do your block. I'm excited to hear where your heart is today on this Indie Jazz Day, and I love your Indie Jazz blocks. So you got it. I'm gonna mute my mic and let you do your thing. And we want to thank everybody again. Thank everybody for, you know, just being a part, man, hanging out with us. We got about another 48 minutes left in the show. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., and our special guest today is Andy Stokes. Thanks, Andy. We love you and appreciate you, man. All right, my brother. You got it.
Well, hey, man, I want to thank you for giving me this, giving me the pole position and doing this blog, man. I love your show. I love indie jazz, and I want to go ahead and start off with a little indie music I love from a brother by the name of XL Middleton and a friend of the show, of course, Mr. Howard Johnson. The name of the song is called Can't Get Away From Your Love. Guys, keep it locked right here. Jazz, Indie Jazz Day, Wednesday on Soul Records Radio.
I wouldn't want to anyway.
Indie Jazz Wednesday, of course, on Solo Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. I had to hook that up from 1977. That is music from Ronnie Laws, Friends and Strangers. Before that, I had to hook up a little, well, Wardell, can you help me out, man? See who you see if you were remembering.
Put see if I was spot. What? Yeah, you
see
have to
remember.
Spot. Okay, so we got
no actually
Friends and Strangers, and then we had Why So Serious, Oliver St. Louis, and then prior to that, we started the block off with Howard Johnson, Can't Get Away from Your Love.
All right.
Hey, come on.
I got it going. I tried to do something. I get this connection. I played Friends and Strangers by Ronnie Laws. Here's the thing. Today is a special day for all of the Star Wars fanatics out there, everyone who loves Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars fan because today is May the 4th. Get it? May the 4th be with you. Okay?
Yeah.
That's one thing. May the 4th be with you. Friends and Strangers came out in 1977. Star Wars came out in 1977. Yeah. And the song itself is very spacey. It's very spacey and trippy. So there's the correlation there. See?
Very good, my brother.
Yeah. May the 4th be with you. And tomorrow is going to be Return of the 5th. See what I did there?
You're funny. You having a good time, aren't you?
You got to make lemonade out of lemons, but I'm here hanging out with you, so that always makes my day, you know, better, getting a chance to engage with the people out there, engage with all of those who listen to the show, who love the show, who add comments on the Solar Records radio page. Again, guys, tell a friend to check us out. If you're on social media, on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio. Course on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, and engage. That's all we ask you to do, just engage. And we're coming up about on 2,000 people, man.
Well, yeah, we're doing good. Yes.
Doing good, man.
I love it.
Doing
I love
good.
It. I love it. And I'm very grateful, you know, with our team. Our team is just amazing. We've really been blessed. And I think, you know, people need to acknowledge that in their companies, that when you have good people around you that work really hard to be a blessing to you and to what you're trying to do, it makes it so much easier. Because, you know, that's why I like that show, about the boss, the hidden boss, the secret boss, or whatever that's called. And he discovers like some of my employees.
Undercover boss.
Yeah, undercover boss. And he discovers, like, this employee, man, they could be the owner. They are so into the company and doing what the company needs to make it successful. At the boss is in shock, and they don't even know they're talking to the boss, but they're talking like the boss. And it just really and I watch that show sometimes because it's just it just blesses my heart to watch it. And then you also get to see those that just don't care. They just there just because, you know, they get what they can get out of it. And the boss is able to recognize that as well. And so it's just a great show. I enjoy watching it. And so we have that here. I mean, everybody that's a part of this is just doing it out of love. And you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. And we never know where God's going to take us next, right? That's exactly what happened to me when I said to someone, hey, the next time you know a group that's looking for a drummer, let me know. And the next thing I know, they called me and said, Leon Silvers is looking for a drummer. You want to audition? See, you just never know. And that right there was the beginning of my career. And so I just pray, you know, that God blesses all of us right where we are, because people are doing stuff because they love it, not just because of other things or notoriety or anything like that. It's really about, you know, we love each other. We have a good time. We laugh. We pray together. And we stay together because we pray together. And it's a beautiful thing because people know, we all know that we all care, right? There's no wondering, do you, that person like me or do that? We know, and we all are different. We're made different. We have different issues, and we have different struggles. But we all are here together to make this solar experience a good one for you, for the listeners. And so I'm grateful for that. It's a beautiful thing. And like I said, this next block, I'm going to do this next block, this at least the first song. And this song is a song that was sent to me because of Astrid introducing me to Victor Wooten. I played that kind of music as a young man, and I wanted to play that progressive jazz all my life. But I didn't realize once I started doing pop R&B that I would never go back to the other thing. But what happens is that sometimes you start something and it's so powerful that you keep doing it and you keep doing it, and it's a blessing. But at the same time, you know, what you thought you were going to do might not happen anymore. And so when I had the chance to meet Victor, I was just really grateful that he's so kind and gentle, and he wants to come on and talk to you guys about his career and stuff. So in a couple of weeks or so, he'll be on, and we're going to do that. So I want to play one of his songs, just to and this is a beautiful instrumental by Victor Wooten. So thank you so much, Astrid, for making this happen, and to all my brothers and sisters around the world, God bless you, and we hope you enjoy Hump Day with all of us here from Solar Records Radio. We hope that we are giving you a good experience, and we're grateful for the interviews that we could bring to you as well. So let's keep this thing rolling here on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, and the team of Solar Records Radio. Thank you.
to give thanks with a song and a raise of my hands for all the things you've done for me. You were there to help me grow, and were there through the highs and lows, right there at my point of need. That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I love you so, and I want the whole world to know that your love is the best love and kindness that I've ever known. I can't live without you. The one I could always call. You pick me up every time that I fall, 'cause you're right there by my side. Like a flower needs the rain, for your love I need it the same. Without it, how would I survive? That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I love you so.
Without you. And that is so true. And for me, and I think for all of us, we recognize throughout the pandemic that we need each other. right? We were kind of like, I need to see some people. I need to do something. I need to be around somebody. This is not good. And that's so true. It is not good for us to be by ourselves. I can't live without you. And I really I love Tony. Tony came on here and gave us a great interview. And much love, Tony. We appreciate you, my brother. I hope things are going well for you and your career over in the UK. And I told him, I sent him a message, when are you coming to the States, man? We need to get you over here. What a great talent he is. Anyway, guys, so we are running out of time here. This is Wardell Pashtian. I just want to thank you so much on behalf of the whole team, how much we appreciate you guys coming on and being a blessing for us and with us and to us. You guys are awesome. And we look forward to tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, when Don Fleming's going to post all his throwback pictures. It's going to be great. We're going to have a really good time, right, Don?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, Greg and Astrid, yeah, they're really good at it. You should see their pictures. They got pictures from when they were 1, 2, 3, Astrid 0, and you know, and they go all the way back, all the way up until I'm like, how do you have? I mean, I'm begging my mom and my sisters, the same as you. Can you please give me a copy of those pictures? Because we don't like carry that stuff around. But Greg, somehow, I think, unfortunately, when he lost his mom, I believe he must have got the photo album, because he's got some amazing pictures of himself when he was a kid. And we, you know, I never carried any of those pictures around. And then one day, they started this thing called MySpace. And then people were posting pictures of themselves when they're younger, and I was like, what? I don't have any of those pictures. And so that's when I started. And then after MySpace, it became Facebook, and then you know, and just on and on and on. So but anyway, Don, I enjoyed the show today, man. Thank you for your contribution and everything. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, no problem. I appreciate being on and hanging out with you.
All right. Well, guys, so that sums it up for us. And thanks for the amazing flyers, Greg. And Astrid, thanks for the music and all that you do. And Astrid's son is back at work. Come on, guys. You got to give it up. Got to give it up, because he was in the hospital just 2 days ago. And now he's back at work.
Yeah.
And so what a blessing. What a beautiful blessing that is. And so I'm just so happy. I wore her out every 5 minutes. I was, how's he doing? How's he doing? What's going on? Because he's like my little son. You know, he's a beautiful little guy just trying to do life. And then all of a sudden, you know, illness comes on. And we all get our turn. Nobody is without getting sick. We all will have our turn, whether it's a cold, COVID. I had COVID too. I felt so lazy. When I got COVID, all I wanted to do was sleep. I was like, I am so lazy. I need to get a job. I just wanted to sleep. But anyway, so I will let you guys go. Have a blessed rest of your day, afternoon, evening, wherever you may be in the world. Thank you for tuning in, choosing Soul Records Radio to be your choice. We appreciate that very, very much. And tomorrow, don't forget, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Soul Records Radio. Don Fleming and myself will be here, and we'll be throwing it back. And we're going back from the 60s all the way to, I guess, wherever Don wants to stop. So come hang out with us, and much love, and God bless you. Anything else, Don, on your mind before we get up and out of this joint?
Well, man, pray for me. Pray for my car to start. No, seriously, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and hanging out. And again, I feel great. I every now and then when you have those moments, and I'm like, wait a minute, I can go on Soul Art Records Radio and just chill for just a couple of hours and just wind down and just kind of, it gives me retrospect. You know, when you want to be angry, because let me tell you something about me. I kind of have a quick temper, but when I'm on here, you know, all of that goes away, and it kind of just gives me this realization that, look, it's not as bad as I think it is. Because, again, you think about Astrid's son, there's a lot of, you know, there's situations with that, you know, that are far, and situations that are far worse than mine. And, again, I wanted to pray for her and pray for her son and everything. So glad he's back. And, again, it just puts my little cause, just, you know, all of that stuff is just out the window when it's really people that, you know, that you've known to kind of, you know, bond with and have these moments, especially on the radio. You know, life is precious, man. And like I said, a little battery on the car, you know, that's the least of my worries. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for having me.
Amen. All right, guys. Well, we are going to say good night, and God bless you guys, and thanks for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We love and appreciate you guys. Take care, and until next time, y'all be blessed. Catch you later. Stanley Clark. Stanley Clark. Thank you.